It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Saturday morning to you. Look outside, the beautiful sun dripping over southern Iowa, and as I often say from this man cave that is the KIC Coach's Corner studio, it's like looking out at Norman Rockwell's painting. You just grabbed that brush from God and painted the scene, but don't let that sun fool you, folks. This being the first week of April, it sure doesn't feel like it out there. It's going to be a cool day here in the heartland, and this is going to be a very fast Coach's Corner this morning, and we're going to buzz right through it. I got a very important morning here for me, and here in a few minutes, we're gonna talk with Coach Dave Winger. We're going to talk about a big tournament that's going on in Iowa City this weekend. We've just finalized the March Madness, the Stump the Chumps. The NCAA tournament is in the books, and we're going to get those winners here in just a second for you. But big Saturday up in Iowa City, big weekend, as if you're a wrestling fan or anybody that loves sports at its highest level, this weekend in Iowa City, the World Wrestling Cup. The best of the best from around the world, and as big as wrestling is here in the United States, in places like Russia and in Iran and Kazakhstan, of all places, but man, the wrestlers are considered heroes. And so we're going to talk with Dave Winger about the World Cup wrestling and the impact it has on the high school level, even, and such a large event going to be held right here at the Mecca of wrestling, and that is Iowa City and Carver Hawkeye Arena, and Dave and I are going to have a great conversation about that. But this is going to be a very fast Coach's Corner here this morning. This morning I'm going to pay my final respects to an angel, someone who has shaped a lot of my life, and I have to say goodbye to her today, and we're going to do that here this morning in Melrose, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that this morning. But let's jump right now and give you the winners of Stump the Chump. How about the nearly 1,300 of you who became a part of this annual Stump the Chumps contest, which is much bigger than just a contest. It is for a great cause, and I want to thank Community First Credit Union, who does put the community first, and being a leader in this 10-year-old crazy idea that that Joe Millage let me run with 10 years ago. And Community First Credit Union, on behalf of the 1,300 of you who signed up for this, will make another large donation to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And that $1,300 will be matched, and it will go a long ways to not only finding a cure for breast cancer around the world, but those dollars come right back here to our local communities. So thank you, Community First Credit Union, and thanks to all of you who took the time to go out and click and become a part of this really fun tournament and campaign. And how about a big congratulations to Nick McGovern in a tournament that was really crazy, honestly. Cinderella wore slippers throughout this tournament, and that made it interesting for those of us who are Iowa State or Iowa basketball fans in general. Not having a team in the tournament, you could really lose interest in a hurry. But 1,300 of you got in this tournament and made it. What made it exciting is having Cinderella throughout this dance. And Nick McGovern, with all the chaos, all the upsets, he got it right. He got first place. He's going to win a huge summer fun package that includes tickets to the Iowa State Fair, which is always a great time, but a huge summer packet that'll keep him and his family and his friends busy this summer. Don Griffin, a second-place winner, and Scott Clemens, a third-place. Don wins $100 Menards card, and Scott wins a $50 gift card to Albia Brewing Company. I want to thank both Menards and Albia Brewing Company as well as being a part of this. And then we are randomly drawing for second place through 38th place because second place through 38th place, 38 of you were ahead of the top chump. And the reigning chump this year goes to Kevin Krall, the superintendent of Albia Schools. He was the top chump of the chumpsiest of the chumps. And Joe Millage, I believe, was dead last. Chris Hassel and formerly of ESPN and WHO and now with CBS Sports, he was down the list. So you guys out there picking, you're 1,300 of you, did a great job of picking, and congratulations to Nick McGovern. I'm going to take a quick time out, and I'm going to come back, and I want to share a little bit of my heart with you this morning. So I want you to stay right here on this very quick Coach's Corner. We'll be right back after a quick time out. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Was Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one else would show up.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your touch Touchstone Energy Partner.
Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you simply need to build better credit. Either way, Community First Credit Union is here for you. Right now, we're offering member cash loans from $200 to $500 with no minimum credit score requirements and quick, easy access to cash. And don't worry if you're not a CFirst member. Join us, and after 30 days, you'll be eligible to apply too. Life happens, and we get it. Apply for a cash loan online at c1stcu.com today. Some restrictions apply, subject to credit approval and program qualifications.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Give a fresh new look to your garage floor with Rust-Oleum's Epoxy Shield Garage Floor Coating Kit. The two-part epoxy floor system protects against gasoline, motor oil, and salt. The one coat application covers up to 250 square feet. Choose between gray, tan, or tintable, up to 32 colors. Only $59 each. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
Dr. Adler's new location, effective November 1st, is 12 Washington Avenue West. We are moving on up. Uptown, that is. Just off the southwest corner of Albia's historical square. With 44 years' experience treating emergent care, both in the office and emergency room, such as foreign body, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic eye care. Dr. Adler and his staff is always proud to take care of all of your eye care needs. So give us a call, 641-932-7614.
Just a song. I wanna live like that and give it all I have so that everything I say and do points to you.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I ask you to stick around here for a few minutes and to let me indulge you with my heart for a few minutes. And I know you tuned in this morning to hear about sports and hear about all the things that are going on in the sporting world. But this morning I need to share my heart with you. And I thank you for giving me a few minutes here to do so, because like sports, there's opportunities to have your life changed, to be impacted by the people around you, the coaches, the players, the athletes, and even sometimes the fans. Well, in life, you need a fan, and you need a coach. And today, I go to say my final goodbyes and my respects to someone who was a great coach, a great fan in my life, and a real difference maker. And when growing up as a kid, I was very blessed. I was so blessed to have such a beautiful mother who loved me so much, and my brothers. And she really is a miracle worker, no doubt about it, to raise six kids without a supportive husband, and with no slight to my father. And unfortunately, he didn't play that role well until later in his life. But she had a great challenge, and grown up in a house that struggled financially and struggled to sometimes see some hope. As a little boy, 12 years old, my sister was brutally murdered, and my life was pretty well turned upside down. And it wouldn't have been for my aunts and uncles that were outside of my life. I don't know if my life would have turned out the same way that it did. And I feel so blessed to walk in a life that is full of blessings, and like spending my Saturday morning with all of you folks. But there were a couple of people who made a huge impact on my life, and one was an educator and another was a nurse. And without them, I know it wouldn't be the same. And today, I go to pay respects, my final respects, and my heart filled gratitude for a person who, as a nurse all of her life, spent her life taking and healing other people. And as a young man, that's what she did to me. And she healed my heart and gave me hope. And I know that she did that to all of her nieces and nephews and to the people around her. And being a nurse all of her life, Judith Szczesinski-Breese, she healed people. And she helped people. And my Uncle David and Aunt Judy, who lived in California, lived this bigger than, larger than life, Southern California dream. They had a house with a pool. They're all the things that as a kid you would want to have. But more importantly, I wanted to be. I wanted to be like them. You know, where they cared so much for other people that they would go out of their way to do unbelievable things and speak unbelievable truths into your life to give you hope. I'd be a great cheerleader. And I'm going to sorely miss my Aunt Judy. But I know and truly believe that because of the shaping of my life, that maybe I'll give that back in my life. And on the front of the obituary and the card that the Senate Funeral Home, who great job, Bobby, does a great job out there at Senate. On the front of it, it says, in loving memory of Judith Ellen Breese. And it says, love is my gift. And how true it was. How true it is. Aunt Judy, I will surely miss you. But what a gift you gave all of us, and the gift of love. A compassionate nurse who served everyone else. Yet lived with rheumatoid arthritis. And you know, the thing is, as an adult, I didn't realize how long she had suffered with rheumatoid arthritis and the pain that goes with that. And not once in my life, or not once in her life, while, with her and the things she would do for us, like sending birthday cards to every one of her nieces and nephews, a big family, a huge family, never missing it. And as a kid with very few means, receiving that birthday card, knowing that $5 was in it, meant everything. But she never once complained about her circumstances. Not once. And all she ever fixated on was you. And how blessed we all have been. I sure hoped I lived my life like that. I'm going to take a time out and come right back, and we're going to catch up with Coach Dave Winger, and we're going to talk about the World Wrestling Cup that's going on in Iowa City. Thank you for giving me a few moments, and to my Uncle Dave who's listening, and to all of the family. Thank you, Uncle Dave. Thank you, Aunt Judy, for loving and believing and giving hope to a young man that needed hope. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
Computer services companies come and go, but Southern Iowa Technologies has been in business since 1998, serving customers in Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri, from individuals all the way up to large businesses. If you have computer issues, they have you covered. Computer repair, data recovery, network setup, virus removal, security cameras, and alarms are just a few of the services that Southern Iowa Technologies can help you with. Give them a call, 641-777-2824. 777-2824.
G-Strings Guitars and more are now an Ibanez guitar and accessory dealer. Come into G-Strings Guitars in the Penn Central Mall. Ibanez merchandise arriving every week. G-Strings Guitars and More is the only music store in South Central Iowa. They carry everything from guitars, instruments, accessories, strings, chords, you name it, they have it in music. G-Strings Guitars and More, Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
With me now is Dave Winger, the head coach of the Albie Bluna wrestling team and the aficionado of wrestling here in our community in Southern Iowa. And Dave, a really big thing's happening in the wrestling world, and it's coming to Iowa City this weekend, and we're going to have a front row seat.
Yeah, we are. We've had this circled on our calendar for quite a few months, so it's coming to fruition, and I can't be more excited because a few years ago we went to Iowa City for the Olympic team trials, and it was electric. So lots on the line, and it'll be global. So it'll be fun to watch international competition.
Well, if you love wrestling, this is the elite of the elite around the world. And what through our conversations and your experiences, what you find is that the wrestlers that we kind of idolize here in the United States and maybe get some attention here in the United States, oftentimes they're even more thought of outside the United States, where wrestling is really the hotbed of the culture. And places like Russia and Iran, wrestling's big here, but in some of these places, man, it's their life.
Yeah, for sure. A few years ago, I remember watching NBC. NBC did a story about our wrestlers going over to Iran, and I know it's online if you want to search it, but it's really cool. You would think Iran and the United States wouldn't have politically, obviously, we don't have great relations, but when it comes to wrestling, it's really pretty cool to be a part of. And Jordan Burroughs is a cult figure over there. He is more widely regarded as an athlete in Iran than he is in the United States. So wrestling is their national sport, national pastime. So it speaks volumes for how we're perceived.
Well, this is a world event. This is the UWW Men's Freestyle World Cup in Iowa City. And, Dave, the thing that's maybe you wouldn't expect and a little surprising is how possibly politics have worked their way into this. You know, when you look at the lineup, Russia and Iran were in as of the 26th, and they were out as of Tuesday.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of conspiracies out there, obviously, with what's going on in the news with Russia and some of the things, obviously, that's going on in Iran. I'm not going to really speculate. It's not really been nailed down. Visa problems with Russia and some scheduling conflicts with Iran. So you can take that for what it's worth. But the bottom line for a wrestling fan like me is that we're not going to be able to witness that. And frankly, we don't have opportunities to watch those guys very often live. And it was a little disheartening for me to hear that they weren't coming. But you know, there's still going to be good wrestling. It's just going to be minus Russia. And Iran's won the World Cup for the last several years, so the defending champs won't be here.
You've seen their fans in person, buddy. Yeah. We're fanatics. If there's a different level than fanatic, they reach it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just a great atmosphere when Iranians are in an arena, and they're nonstop noise. So at first I found it a little bit annoying, and you know, because we're not used to that constant noise and unusual noises and chants and bells ringing and whistles blowing, and just a really cool experience. But I saw it 10 or 12 years ago. They had an exhibition in Des Moines, and I happened to catch it, and it really caught me off guard, but I was really looking forward to it.
Well, these type of events, while some would say, well, it's in Iowa City, so that makes it more localized and makes greater attention here in the state of Iowa, some would say, well, these type of events, you know, they're great for wrestling fans, but what does that have to do with high school wrestling? Well, I got to tell you, I think it has everything to do with high school wrestling, and that the promotion of the sport. Dan Gable, you know, if we go back in time, they're about ready to take wrestling out of the Olympics. But as a high school wrestling coach, when you can showcase the type of talent that is in this sport and get your kids to see it and build some momentum around a sport that's already, in my mind, it's really caught the momentum bug. It just helps the sport at all levels.
Yeah, no question about it. And when you see it live, it makes it even better for our kids that are able to see that live. So it's a bug that bites you. And really, wrestling is a sport that if you see live, it you have a much better appreciation for the sport if you see it live. It's kind of like watching hockey on TV. I mean, I don't get an appreciation for certain sports when you're watching it on TV. But when you get immersed in the atmosphere, it's just a whole different ball game, so to speak. So to get our kids involved in that and to get them witnessing those high level events and get it, more importantly, getting them excited about wrestling,
right?
You know, after the season, as we try to propel ourselves into summer where we make most of our gains, just maintaining that interest level and that hunger to get back on the mat. So to see those, I mean, they're the best in the world. So to see those guys compete, it just fuels that fire for the off season.
Well, football's got the NFL and basketball has the NBA, and so sometimes the wrestling is challenged to find that next level. And of course, at the same time, going on Des Moines, I think, is WWF's, you know, the big showdown they're going there. But, you know, that's not giving wrestling the same credibility in that step. And as a coach, you say, well, here's an opportunity for our kids to see athletes refined at their skills and how hard they work to refine those. And if a professional or somebody at this level has to work this hard to be good, what does a kid have to do to be really good at the high school level or even for the youth level? It's a commitment of real dedication of time and of energy.
Yeah, and we talk about it all the time in practice throughout the summer and in the winter. And really, words are just that. They're words, but those words become action when you see these guys. And, you know, we've had the good fortune of being around some of these guys and putting our kids in a position to be around these high-level wrestlers and seeing what happens in practice with these guys, you know, and seeing the work that they go through in order to get to the level that they're at. So, and then able to sit in the stands and watch them, you know, cash their paychecks, so to speak, like we do in February.
Well, we look at Team USA and the lineup there. It's full of impressive men, men who are not just great wrestlers but great men. And as you said, you as a coach and our athletes here in Albie have had the opportunity to compete against some of these athletes, but your athletes the opportunity to go out to Nebraska and have some of the opportunities to work out with some of these guys and to be in the same room with them. Yeah, you've got a lot of intimacy to this this Team USA.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around these guys, and it's, you know, it's like you said, if you're a football fan, it's like being around Tom Brady. You know, if you're a football fan, it's like being around, you know, whatever guy you want to talk about, Aaron Rodgers or whoever, if you're a Packers fan. So,
well, didn't Jordan Burroughs spent a little time with Aiden Reese, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah,
and, wow, to get that kind of attention to a guy that's, you know, he's a superstar on a world stage.
Yeah, and even better for me is I've been able to pick the guy's brain, you know, as a multi-time world champion, Olympic champion, and little old Dave Winger from Albie is getting to bounce ideas off of him, which is pretty cool for me. But I'll never forget my first exposure with Burroughs is he was working with Shadow Leshin back in the day, and Shadow got invited to go over there and work out with their training center, their regional training center, and I walk in the room, and Jordan Burroughs has his hands on Shadow Lesh, and they're out grilling in the middle of the wrestling room. And that really opened my eyes that, you know, you don't find that in any other sport. And I mean, you can argue it, but I've never seen it in any other sport where you've got top-level guys that are actually working out with your kids, and it's pretty powerful.
Well, there's money. These guys do get some help financially, but it's not the same level of money, man. If you're at this level and you're competing here, these men on these mats that we're going to see over the weekend are men who they're doing it for a loving.
Yep.
And not necessarily a living. Although, you know, the sport has gotten a lot of recognition, and these guys are able to make money in different ways through sponsorships and that type of thing. But for the most part, these are men who really love the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, it's all about endorsements with our sport, and there's no contracts for the most part, and as far as athletic contracts, but you know, they represent their regional training centers, and they work out with a lot of them stick close to home wherever they went to college. Some of them branch off and go with coaches that have helped them in the past, but for the most part it is about the love of the sport, and they might sign on with a Nike or an Asics or a Rudis wrestling companies, but for the most part they're just doing what they love.
Well, buddy, here's the list of the competition, the countries that are being represented: United States, Georgia. You might want to read this one. It's a tough one.
Azerbaijan or something like that. Yeah, an old Soviet Union.
You find
country.
A lot of that area of the world really is a hotbed of you know, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan,
yeah,
and Mongolia, India. You know, those are, you know, they're a hotbed of wrestling. Now, I didn't necessarily think of India,
right,
and you wouldn't necessarily think of Japan, but Japan's got a really good wrestling program as well.
Japan's got the best female wrestling in the world, so they set the standard with female wrestling, you know, their guys' side of things are going really well right now as well. I believe the United States wrestles them Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and that's the one that I'm looking forward to all of them. But that's going to be a really good matchup, but you wouldn't think of Japan as being much of maybe a sumo wrestling.
Right.
You know, that's the stereotype, but they're very solid with the freestyle side of things too. But another name on there, Cuba. I mean, gosh, how far we've come there, you know. So some of these former communist countries that are breaking out, coming to the United States and competing against us, it's really kind of interesting to think about.
And it's going to be the who's who. Dan Gable's has got his own, well, first of all, he got a statue right outside of the Mecca of college wrestling, and the way I see it, that Carver Hawkeye Arena is the Mecca for college wrestling, mm-hmm, and it's why it fits so well there, and why the crowds are going to be really impressive, I believe. You know, this is going to be a big event. But Dan Gable's going to have his own garden have time for people to come and interact. And they're even going to have an autograph session with the athletes, which I think is really going to be great. But it's going to be the who's who of wrestling. The Brands brothers are going to be there. Obviously, Gable's going to be there. Jim Gibbons. You can go through the name of these wrestling giants. And to have a Dan Gable and still involved in the sport, you know, he is he's like the Joe Namath of football, and he's alive and with us, or the Babe Ruth of baseball. And to have those personalities with us today, and just it's a pretty special time.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd be hard pressed to find a human being that is more passionate about something than Dan Gable is for wrestling. I mean, he was at the state wrestling championships, stirring the crowd up before the finals. He was at the Dan Gable, obviously, awards. Yeah. I got to interact with him a little bit there as well. And obviously is the leading force behind getting the World Cup to Iowa City. So, you know, passion is awesome. And when you're around that guy, you just can't help but to see it with wrestling. He's just a quality guy to have on your side when you're looking to get your sport out there.
Well, oftentimes the United States would not necessarily be the favorite in these games, but looking at this lineup, buddy, this is a powerhouse lineup the United States brings to the table. This is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. I don't think we've won this since 2003, so. You know, I wasn't teaching in 2003, so that's been quite a long time ago, and so we're due. I wouldn't bet against these guys. I mean, I don't want to talk smack here, but there might be a reason why Russia and Iran.
Yeah, there may be a reason that the visas were having a hard time. They probably weren't taking them out of the sock drawer.
Aren't showing up, but I can't imagine us having a much better lineup here. You know, it's we're just solid from top to bottom.
Well, you got Iowa native Thomas Gilman, and but it's going to be fun. I don't know how do they start. Do they start at the very beginning at the lower? And it's kilograms, so this is going to take us a little while to get used to the kilograms. But the 57 kilogram rate to Thomas Gilman, that's about 125 pounds. Is that what?
Yep.
So it works out that way. But will they stay in order of the weight class, or they try to mix that up?
Yep, they'll stay in order and run them straight down like a traditional.
And there's no bonus points. Am I got this right?
You win a match and you get a point. So and you move on and yeah, there's some differences there that you're going to have to get used to. The scoring can get a little bit complicated at time. At times, there's instead of stalling, there's passivity, and sometimes I don't get that. You know, you've got to really be on top of things. There's a push out rule, which I really love. You got to stay on the mat. You push your guy off, you get a point. You step out, you know, the other guy gets a point. So you're staying on the mat and you're competing, and you got to scrap, otherwise you're going to lose points. So it's really, they've done a really good job of you know, making rules that are favorable for fans. It's not always been that way. It was really complicated to watch freestyle wrestling and Greco-Roman wrestling just as little as, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But they've really done a good job of making it much more fan friendly, and you know, you can follow what's going on a little bit better, which makes it even more fun to watch.
Well, a lot of names that people recognize: that Kyle Dake, David Taylor, Jaden Cox, Kyle Snyder, who might be, you know, he might be the name that Jordan Burroughs might be handing that baton off to the Snyder, and he does have a really good personality about it, and he, you know, what a good hands to pass a baton to. Mm-hmm. A name on here that at the 79 kilograms that you've had some experience with, and that's Alex Derringer.
Yeah, three-time national champion from Oklahoma State. I remember my first 3 or 4 years, I can't remember, but we were up with Matt White at one of the postseason events or preseason events, whatever, and we're looking at our bracket, and we got this guy named Alex Derringer from Wisconsin, and so we're all checking things out, seeing what our matchup's like, and he's a pretty tough kid, you know, and he's a he doubled up in Fargo, you know, double champ, Greco-Roman and freestyle, and we kind of knew we might be in trouble, and so we always kept our eye on him, and he ended up Matt went out and wrestled the guy, and it didn't really go our way very well. But, you know, you remember those matches, and Matt remembers, and he wrestled, you know, Matt wrestled for Iowa State, and he ended up wrestling Derringer's teammate, Jordan Oliver, who's been on the world team. And so we've had Albia guys that have wrestled against guys that have been, you know, that are on world teams, so that's pretty cool. And you kind of root for him, you know, to take that next step. He's a backup to Dake, but the dude isn't that far off. I mean, he's right there. So we're just so, when I say we're, the United States is so loaded right in there in the middle weights, you know, in between James Green and Burroughs and Dake and David Taylor and Jaden Cox, who they're just so close that it's nice to see that we added some weights there to get those guys in our lineup.
Coach, we'll close with what are you looking forward to most this weekend? Let's talk about that.
Well, just being around wrestling at a high level. I mean, it's I just really enjoy that. And learning. I am a lifelong learner. I'm never going to claim to know everything, and I'm always wanting to learn something new, even if it takes me all weekend to pick up on something really little. I'll sit there with my eyes wide open, and just being around those guys, you know, just being able to, you know, maybe say, just simply say hi to them or pass them in the concourse, or, you know, just being around greatness is a lot of fun. And
well, you're sitting next to me the whole weekend, buddy.
there you go.
Maybe a different level of greatness.
And hanging out with good people, you know, that's and just having my favorite sport be involved with that. So and the atmosphere and the crowd and the noise, and I would be remiss if I said not hanging around my wife.
You get to spend some time with your wife, which is going to be some good stuff, buddy.
This is
going to be a whole bunch of fun. Before I let you go, though, we got to talk about the future. But we're not going to talk about the future of your wrestling program, but it's the future of some of the guys that are in your wrestling program and been out of it. I see a Carter Isley, and we hadn't talked since Carter wrestled at the Big 12s. And what a really outstanding freshman year he had. And at the end, hearing him talk about having fun and really understanding, you know, the next step for Carter Isley was a mental game, which we both know there's this mentally high competitive kid going to do everything he needs to do, and yet he still found another place he needs to go to, which is tells you all about who he is as a competitor.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, here's an example. I was watching a video or a match from a couple years ago with Aiden the other day, and we were kind of chuckling and about some of the things that Aiden was doing on the mat, and Aiden had made the comment, "Man, I wasn't very good back then." You know, and he was really good back then, but now he is so much better. But you don't see that because you're around it every day.
Right.
So when you're making that comparison, so I understand what Carter's saying about that. He's taken himself to a whole nother level. And the really interesting thing about that is he's going to take a look back and at this year that he's just completed, and he's going to grow because I know Carter.
Yeah.
You know, and Carter is going to grow because Carter says so, you know, and it's just the way that he conducts himself, and he'll be able to look back at those experiences and hopefully, you know, have a greater sense of satisfaction that he's made such a great leap. So I'm looking forward to his progression.
I can't wait.
It's just so much fun.
You know he's going to wrestle. In the Nationals, you know that he's going to be a guy that's going to find his way to get to Nationals, and you know that he's going to be a guy that's going to fight for opportunities like this. You just know it, and we saw that a year ago. You know, he goes out to Omaha and competes at a high level, and just fun to watch. And as a coach, you take a little extra pride in that because you've had an impact on his life.
Yeah, I'll tell you. What I'm really looking forward to is, you know, next year the NCAAs are in Pittsburgh. The following year they're in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm doing my math here, but Carter is a redshirt freshman. You know, you add a couple of years on there. Aiden Reeves is coming up through. You know, he's got some Division I prospects. I'm thinking about the future here a little bit and hoping that maybe we could see a couple. And then the following year, Carter's senior year, it's going to be in St. Louis. So,
oh, wow.
You know, and Aiden and
to have
Carter.
Two local guys on that type of stage, and they both have that kind of potential. And they not only have that kind of potential, but they have that kind of mindset that, you know, it's not like, it's like some people go from a place of we believe we can to where you get to Aiden Reeves and a Carter Isley and they know they will.
Right.
And that's why me saying that they can get there is that, man, that's because they have that kind of mentality. And we can't, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Griffin O seeing what he's done. He's just done a tremendous job as well.
You're reading my mind, buddy. And to take anything away from that kid who's up in Marshall,
Minnesota. What a career he has had, you know.
Yeah, he's on the cusp of doing really big things as well. Heartbreaking loss in his regional competition this year as he was making a run to punch his ticket to Nationals. But, yeah, I mean, you can add him to the list and to have three guys out there competing at a high level. And it's just, you know, it just kind of seems like a dream sometimes. But I'm really looking forward to what the future has to hold for all those guys. And you know what? I'll just throw it out there. You know, any one of those three guys needs to probably see about maybe coming in and helping an old guy out. You know what I'm saying? And taking a little load off of our shoulders. Coach Helm and I are we're not getting any younger, and we've got kids that have come through.
You
the
mean
program.
This? You're on a relay race. You wouldn't mind getting the baton to hand it to the right person?
Yeah, I can. I just need that seat on the edge of the mat. That's really all I need at this point. So
I was thinking about seven or eight more rows up where you're next to me in the broadcast. Now that would be good.
Yeah, so, I can't. Even,
that would be a tremendous baton.
You don't want me pronouncing any of these names.
This would be a broadcaster's nightmare. The Kakistan team, Nurslam Sanyayev. However, the wrestler that has the one name, Shravan.
Shravan.
You know, there's Pele and then there's Shravan.
That's right. He's from India and I'm looking.
You've got to be good if you got a name.
That's right. So we'll see what he's got. I've got him circled and I'll be watching Shravan. So it'll be fun.
Buddy, we got to get off the air because we got to get going. But nice talking with you. And we'll look forward to being mat side at seeing the world's greatest on the mats.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having us on. And I just a quick shout out to the Sennett family and Las Connie Sennett last week. Probably, arguably, one of the best wrestling families that have ever come through. And just really heart goes out to Connie and Joe and Danny and obviously everybody that's affiliated with their family. And also Mrs. Morden, who I know is listening. And I'm just really blessed to have great wrestling people in my life, and I appreciate you a lot.
We're going to take a time out and come right back. You've been listening to, or you're listening to, the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at C1st, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
The Montage of Memories shop has thousands of vintage and antique items. Add to your collection or shop for gifts. They have lamps, jewelry, clocks, home decor, kitchen utensils, mirrors, glass items, and yard and garden items. Relive all of your happy memories at Montage of Memories, 101 North Main in Sheraton. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Happy holidays from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Your savings for the holidays this week begin with USDA Select Boneless Angus Beef Ribeye Steaks or Ribeye Roasts. Just $10.99 per pound. Natural Choice Boneless Pork Loin Roasts are $1.99 per pound. Maple River Whole Boneless Old Fashioned Hams, 5 to 6 pound average, just $2.99 per pound. And Sugardale Skinless Shankless Whole Bone-In Ham, just $1.99 per pound at Jim and Charlie's.
they said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
And the sun is shining in my eye that is opened, and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party, I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start 85? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Shooters, how I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the